Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about what our kids trigger from our own childhood. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what can parents do to prevent wounds from being re-triggered by their kids?
Yeah, so parents listening to this might worry, like, is it too late? Have they already had years of conflict and tension with their kids? Are their kids, you know, not even small anymore? But we can remember that connection and repair are always helpful. It's never too late. We humans are built for connection. We are resilient and we are capable of repair. And what repair looks like is a kind of moving out of a cycle of repetition, which means we might have experienced something with our own parents and then we repeat it with our kids, but actually we can change the cycle. So in terms of preventing and moving out of a cycle of repetition, one of the first pillars is really to make ourselves capable to give and to receive love. This is a starting point for both satisfaction, but also reduction of indications of difficulty in mental and physical health.
So what would be the key steps then for parents?
I would really say that we have to learn to manage conflict. So 67% of normal interactions are about misattunement, discord, and attempts to realign together. That means, Mark, that attunement, pleasure, mutually shared delight only account for 33% of interactions between a parent and child in a normal, non-pathological situation. That means we really have to learn how to navigate conflict and repair. And we can begin this process by first having awareness of our own emotional regulation and dysregulation. We are not born equipped to deal with our emotions. We have to learn, and we can never do it perfectly. It takes a lifetime of practice and practice and practice. So becoming aware of our own emotional state, reflecting to ourselves, and then communicating our feelings and taking responsibility for our behaviors, for having hurt or been hurt, with those that we are in relationship with.
I think the figure there is, just to return to, is 67% of interactions are about discord.
Yes. Yeah, so Mark, if
don't,
you like,
don't be too upset.
If you imagine the parent with the newborn, this beautiful moment of attunement, they're looking in each other's eyes, there's pure love.
Yeah.
That represents only one third of the time together. A brand new baby will also be away from its mom, let's say, sleeping or sending its eyes and looking somewhere else, not in that perfect attunement with mom. And that means it has to be tolerable for mom to be let go of for a moment and let baby sleep. And mutually, they have to kind of separate and be together in each other's presence, but absent, and then come back together. So it starts in the very early days.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabinetweber.net. If you'd like to hear that show or more like it, you can visit worldradio.ch/Kids in Mind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.